Okay, today we are hoping to save some money on our summer holidays, and talking to me from Holiday Travel Watch is Frank Breheny. Hello, Frank.
Hello, Beth.
Are you well?
Hey, I'm very well. You?
I'm very good, and I'm going to be even better when we have found some brilliant ways to save money on summer holidays.
Okay.
So lots of people, especially ones with kids, have to go during the summer holidays. They get fined and everything if they take their kids out of school. So already the prices are a little bit higher. And so hopefully you are able to provide a bit of an insight on some of those hidden charges and things that we can avoid when we go on holiday.
Yeah, I mean, there's quite a bit of debate about hidden charges. I mean, just to start off by saying that 12% of your listeners have told us in our survey that they've been victim of hidden charges, and 21% said that they believe that the airlines are the main culprits. I think, actually, it's a much broader issue than that. So, for example, you know, just thinking about your family point, many book all-inclusive holidays, and what's catching them out over the last 12 months to 2 years is the definition of all-inclusive has shrunk. And it means that families who believe that they booked this kind of holiday for years are now actually having, when they get to resort, to fork out more. It's a strange hidden charge, but it is nonetheless has a big consequence on your listeners. And in relation, say some of your listeners decide to book it all themselves, you know, this argument is all about transparency. And, you know, it's eye-watering, some of the terms and conditions that I've been reading the last few days. I can really understand why consumers just tick that box at the end. But, you know, if you don't look at those terms and conditions and the tables of charges before you book and try and anticipate what might happen, say, you know, before you travel, before you take that journey, that could really cost you a lot of money. You know, say, for example, if you forget your boarding pass, you know, you may have to pay anywhere between, say, £15 to £40 to print it out. If you need to change a name, you may have to pay up to £160. It's a staggering amount of money for something that would probably cost no more than one p to print off at the airport.
How did they end up charging so much for things like that? Because everybody knows that if you have to change bookings with flights and things, it will cost you a lot of money. How has that ended up happening?
Essentially, just to kind of put a balance on this, the airlines themselves will say they're doing nothing wrong. This is just the normal course of business. It's all in our terms and conditions. But it's almost as if they're frightened of actually giving us a bit of the bad news. They're more interested in bringing us in, or hooking us in, if you like, with the headline charge. And consumers are attracted by the headline charge. And the problem is, I think, is that there's been little enforcement. You know, is this an unfair trading breach? Is it against the Consumer Rights Act for lack of transparency? So there's little enforcement on these points. And the Civil Aviation Authority really should be examining this for consumers to encourage, you know, directly for them to put warning notices. I mean, look, if you buy a financial product or buy a packet of cigarettes across the counter, you've got all sorts of dire warnings that this or that or the other could happen to you. But in holiday contracts, generally, those warnings don't arrive during the sales process. The only place that it's there is in the terms and conditions. And that's why people refer to it as a hidden charge.
You also mentioned all-inclusive holidays earlier on, and that's often people's way of containing the cost, isn't it? You know, you have this sum for this many people and it should cover everything. What is it that seems to not be included that we're expecting to be included?
Well, you're finding that there are limitations on, say, the restaurants that you can visit, or perhaps limitations on the amount of drinks, or indeed the types of drinks that you can have, limitations on sometimes entertainment, limitations on children's clubs, and of course that's important for your listeners because that means an extra cost that they may have to pay out to the hotel if the children are using Pester Power to join their mates in the kids club. So families are being caught out about this because they've booked these holidays for a number of years. And nobody has said to them, not even the travel agent has said to them, did you know that there's been a few changes in this product? And so families are booking this product, believing that the product that they bought yesteryear is still the same one that they're getting today.
So what would, if you got any tips and advice for people who are going on holidays, maybe they have booked, maybe they haven't booked, how can we try and avoid these charges and save a bit of cash this summer?
Well, I think the primary advice, and I know it'll probably send everybody to sleep, but the primary advice is before you book, or even if you have booked, is to read those terms and conditions and understand where the pressure points are in the booking you've made against what's going on in your own life. And then you'll be able to work out the budgeting. And one of the things, the second point I'd make is you'll find linked in these terms and conditions tables of charges. Read it, print it out, and really, you know, sort of make sure that you're fully aware of what lies ahead of you. And I think the one thing that really concerns me about a lot of holidaymakers who have booked, you know, those headline flights, perhaps through travel agencies, the biggest problem is the travel agent's cheap flight ticket. If you have to make a change, you can't talk to the airline directly. You have to go back to the agent. And I have seen some of these terms and conditions from agencies. I talked about eye-watering terms and conditions. Believe you me, these ones would make you cry, because the kind of charges you would end up paying is almost equivalent, in some cases I've seen, as paying for a business class ticket. So, you know, it really does boil down. If we're talking about transparency, we're talking about what's in the terms and conditions, because, as they say, the devil is buried in the detail.
Okay, right. We'll get our reading glasses on and get into those terms and conditions.
Indeed.
Just quickly, if someone's already booked,
yep.
any last-minute tips other than reading all the terms and conditions that people can save some money when they're there?
One of the big problems for consumers is they don't do enough research about their resort, and particularly, say, if they're going with the tour operator, say, about excursions and things like that. And I think what consumers need to do is to actually just read, say, like local newspapers online for a particular resort, because you'll find a lot of detail about what's going on. You may even find that it's actually cheaper to take a bus or a small train up into the mountains to see that nice little castle or church, you know, just or to walk through the orange groves, rather than paying maybe £30 or £40 each for a guided tour up in a bus. You know, stretch out and you know, take that adventure. You know, use public transport, because that will save you an awful lot of money. And if you're on a stretch budget, yeah, you've got the kids to manage. But you know what? It's no different than how you manage here in the UK. And some of those journeys can be really nice. You know, if you're travelling up, say, through the mountains or along the coast, and you can do it for, you know, a euro or something like that.
God, it makes me really look forward to a holiday, that, Frank.
Same here.
Thank you so much for talking to us, Frank Breheny from Holiday Travel Watch, and hopefully we're going to save some cash this summer. Thank you.